Are there any big problems with assignments? There's an inherent problem in using an assignment to flip a property. It's simply that when most sellers discover that you're reselling the property at a substantial profit, they're likely to be unhappy. After all, they could conclude, what are you adding to the deal? They feel that your profit should rightly go into their pocket. Never mind the fact that for whatever reason they couldn't get the price you're reselling for on their own. If they could have, they would have. What you're bringing to the transaction is your marketing expertise. As a result, you could have an angry seller on your hands who may refuse to sign off on the deal unless he or she gets more money or, even worse, wants to take you to court. To avoid just this sort of confrontation, it's important to inform the seller of what's going on. Remember, even though it shouldn't make any difference what you do with the property after you and the seller agree on a price, it's better to let the seller know up front what's happening to avoid any problems later on. Should I disclose to the buyer, too? Absolutely yes. If you handle it wisely by letting the buyer know what you're paying for the property and getting confirmation that he or she knows on a signed statement, there shouldn't be any problems. Indeed, the buyer may be impressed with your real estate acumen and want to work with you on a future deal. On the other hand, if you conceal this information, that you're tying up the property for a low price and reselling at a higher, the buyer may discover it later on and think you were trying to pull a fast one and go after you. Keep in mind that most rebuyers won't care that you're flipping or how much you're making on the deal just as long as they're assured they aren't paying more than market price. If they see that they're getting a good deal, they will usually be satisfied. Remember, the right way to handle a flip is to be sure that all parties know what you're doing and get it in writing in case someone should later have an attack of memory failure. What if I can't cash out? Sometimes it's hard to find a rebuyer who can come up with sufficient credit to get a mortgage at almost 100%, or who can come up with sufficient cash to make a big down payment for a smaller mortgage. Therefore, you may find that to make a deal, it's to your advantage to get a second mortgage on a flip. This works in the same way as described before for options and assignments. However, in this scenario, when it's time for you to get your money out of the deal, there isn't enough cash to make it happen. So you give the rebuyer a second mortgage. You then get paid so much a month until you get all your money back, which usually happens a few years down the road when the rebuyer sells the property once again. Alternatively, you could sell your second mortgage at a discount for cash. In the early years of the mortgage, however, expect the discount to be very heavy, as much as 50%, because the buyer of the mortgage assumes the risk that the rebuyer of the property won't keep making the payments. Of course, it goes without saying that you would want your rebuyer to be a good credit risk, because if he or she defaults on the loan, you won't get all of your money out of the second mortgage. Many investors age these second mortgages for 6 months to a year before selling them for cash. Aged mortgages have a much smaller discount. Should I always flip a property? Sometimes you'll have the option. Either you can flip the property or you can hold it. What should you do? The answer is that whenever you can flip a property, do it. Don't hang on to the property. The reason is simple. For every flippable property you find, you'll find a dozen or more perfectly acceptable properties that you can hold. Finding holders is easy. Finding flippers is hard. Further, you need the cash that flipping can generate. Holding properties tends to drain cash away. Often there is some small negative cash flow, and it can take years before you can get cash out of the holders in order to buy more properties. There's really no big decision here. If you can generate cash from a flippable property, go for it. You can always find a holder tomorrow. When should I check with my attorney? Flipping properties is a great way to make quick money in real estate, but it's loaded with pitfalls. Therefore, be sure to check with a good real estate attorney before trying any flip. As I said, that will cost you a few bucks, but it can also save you a lot of money and headaches in the long run.